25 minutes just before 8. You're on Rise FM in 60 minutes. I'm now joined by Dr. Peter Buss. He's my guest this evening. Now, the sun parks at the Kruger National Park in 2016 found an elephant to have died from human tuberculosis. Since then, the park, as part of its efforts to curb the spread of zoonotic diseases, has been leading research in animal TB. And tonight, I suppose in conversation with various speakers and all my speakers who are experts in pioneering, you know, this research. I'll start my conversation with Dr. Peter Buss. He's going to help us understand, you know, a little bit of what he does there at the Kruger National Park. Utogotela, he's a senior manager in the veterinary unit of the Wildlife Service in the Kruger National Park. Dr. Everon, good evening to you. I really appreciate you taking my call.
Good evening, Musa. Thank you for having me on your program.
Doc, maybe let's begin by understanding what sort of role do you play, you know, in the Kruger National Park. You know, what sort of role does a vet in the wildlife park play?
Yeah, the role of a vet in wildlife is actually, and particularly the Kruger Park, is quite different to what most people see as a vet doing, in that we don't work with domestic animals. And we also, we're here really to help manage a system, a natural system, rather than necessarily treat individual animals. So a lot of our work is about, you know, disease monitoring, just to see what diseases are going on, and also managing populations of animals. So a lot of the time we actually move animals from one reserve to another to help with genetic flow between populations and that sort of thing. Our treating of individual animals is actually only a fairly small percentage of our everyday work.
You know, you speak of maybe the variety of work that gets to be done at the park, but what sort of type, maybe what type of projects are being run by the Kruger National Parks Veterinary Unit, and how does this work into the overall ecosystem of the park, and, you know, and also touch on various other units within the park, Doc?
Yes. So I believe you're referring to some of the research we do.
Yes.
Because as well as the clinical work that we do, you know, like, for example, we're doing a lot of dehorning of rhinos at the moment, but we run quite a lot of research projects in various fields. We've done a lot of work, for example, in looking at anesthetics in rhinos, particularly white rhinos, because we found that when they're anesthetized, you know, they're fairly compromised by the drug. So we've been looking at what actually happens to them and trying to work out, you know, improved immobilization protocols for these animals. We've also done quite a lot of work on diseases, for example, foot and mouth disease. TB is another one of our big research areas as well.
Mumalang, in case you just joined to the conversation, I'm chatting to the senior manager of the veterinary unit of the Kruger National Park. That is Dr. Peter Buss. He's my guest this evening. We're looking at some of the strides and also efforts and the current research that is being conducted there at the Kruger National Park. Doc, in 2016, the park reportedly found a dead elephant, while I suppose which contained the human strain of TB. Why was this found? Or maybe why was this find significant enough to trigger, you know, the current research project?
Yeah, it was actually almost by coincidence we found it, in that we found this a big bull elephant next to the road that had died of something. And when we investigated it, we realized that the animal was quite thin and obviously had some sort of chronic disease. So we decided to do a necropsy on the animal. And that's when we found that it was infected with TB, and the TB, in fact, resulted in its death. So when we sent the samples away for typing, we found there was actually human TB, which really surprised us, because we have certainly bovine TB or TB from cattle in the park, and we've known that for some time. But this is probably the first time that human TB has ever been found in a free-ranging wild elephant in Africa. So that was quite a surprise to us. And the other big issue for us is, where did this elephant get infected? You know, how did it come in contact with a disease that actually, you know, is from a human being? So that sort of sparked off the research we started doing, because we were wondering, well, is this just a single incident, or do we have a much bigger problem on our hands here?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the whole research project started from.
But Doc, you know, in your view, has this research been conducted in other different species, and what were the findings?
Look, we've looked at TB in a lot of other species in Kruger. You know, not only our department, but the state vets, and then also researchers from other academic institutions in Southern Africa. Because we found TB was found in a buffalo in 1990. But this was not human TB. This was bovine TB from cattle. And we believe the TB originated from cattle outside the park and then got into the buffalo. And since then, we found it in numerous species in Kruger, in the private reserves around Kruger, and in other parts of South Africa. And I think there's about 15 species now in which we've confirmed bovine TB.
Bumalang, I'm chatting to the senior manager of the veterinary unit of the Kruger National Park, Dr. Peter Bass. He's my guest this evening. We're just chatting and just, you know, also probing into some of the research that is currently going on in the Kruger National Park. Doc, is it uncommon to find animals with, zoonotic disease? And what are the dangers linked to this?
Yeah, look, it's not a common finding, but there's a chance, you know, we're always concerned that it'll become more of an issue, particularly as, you know, the number of humans on the outside of Kruger increase and there's more contact between animals and human beings. TB is the best example. We also have issues with wildlife coming in contact with domestic animals. So, you know, things like rabies, distemper, these are all diseases that come from domestic animals that you know, obviously associated with humans. And they're a risk to animals in Kruger.
Mm.
And the other thing also just to keep in mind is that diseases can flow the other way. Mm. They can go from wildlife to domestic animals or to humans.
Mm. Yeah, but... You know, Doc, looking at how, you know, the research is conducted now, you know, maybe from your unit, you know, how much of a team do you need to carry out such, you know, research? And maybe talk us through, you know, the type of skill set there that is required.
Yes. All right. So, look, the interesting thing is that the actual veterinary team is surprisingly small. It's effectively five people. We are also supported what we call an operations unit within Veterinary Wildlife Services, and they help us with operating vehicles, holding facilities, they help us with the capture, so forth.
Mm.
So the way that we actually conduct our research, and the reason that you know, I believe we've been quite successful, is we collaborate with a lot of external academic institutions. So we actually collaborate with people that have that high level of expertise to look at particular questions that we have. And then in collaboration with them, we manage to do the research that we do.
Mm-hmm. You know, before I let you go, Doc, you know, considering that, or considering the number of maybe elephants that have already been tested already, how many more do you think needs to be still conducted the research on for you to conclude and make, you know, a finalization of the research?
Yeah, that's a sort of a million-dollar question. The reason being is that, you know, we probably have in roughly 30,000 elephants. So you're not going to be able to test all of them. So what we're doing is testing a smallish sample of them.
Mm.
And that'll give us an initial idea of the prevalence of this disease. And to date, we haven't found human TB in any other elephant. So that's good news for us. So I think once we've completed this stage of the research and the findings continue as they are, so if we find carcasses for any other reason or have opportunities to do necropsies on elephants, we would do them and test them.
Mm.
The reason being is that, you know, TB is a slow disease. It can take many years to manifest itself, even in an individual or in a population. So, you know, we could run around and test huge number of elephants now and not really find much, but maybe 10, 15 years' time, 20 years' time, the circumstances may be different, and then that would warrant another look.
Doc, it was a pleasure having you on our program this evening, and just you sharing some of the intricate details of the research that is currently ongoing at the park, and we wish you nothing but great strides in that front, and also all the best in also conducting and also providing, you know, a conducive and health environment for, you know, those animals in the wild.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate being on your program and just being able to talk to your listeners about some of the work we do.
Yeah.